Hey friends, welcome back. Ken and Janelle here on the second week of Advent, where we're going to share with you once again what stood out to us and why from Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God.
Every day we meet friends, colleagues, relatives who have lost their sense of what is most essential to their very existence. They feel unable to go towards our Lord, and they walk along the paths of life as though paralyzed because they have lost hope. We have to show them the way to the humble cave in Bethlehem. So the whole point of today's readings are all about getting our friends to confession. And I thought that was beautiful because it's all about bringing them to Jesus. And Jesus is the one who ultimately does the work. Like, we just have to bring them. Mm-hmm. That's all we have to do is bring them. It's really not that hard. I mean, we can invite, and if they choose not, then so be it, right? But it makes me think there was a time in our life where we were able to do ministry with many, many other people and invite them to the sacrament of penance. But now our focus is our children. Yeah. And you know what brings me so much delight is when I see our kids in line for confession. And it's like bringing them to that humble cave in Bethlehem and getting them to prepare their souls to meet the Christ child. We have three kids now, three out of the seven who have done, you know, preparations for the sacrament of penance and First Communion, obviously. But our priest has been so lovely. He makes himself available before every single Mass, whether it's a weekday Mass or a weekend Mass. He's always in the confessional. You always know that he's going to be sitting there. And even if you want to go at make an appointment at a different time, he's always gone out of his way to make himself available.
And it's a real joy as a father to have your children come to you and say, I want to go to confession, mm-hmm. instead of us harping on them saying, it's time. Remember yesterday? But that's so beautiful. And I just want to rejoice in the grace that God has given our three children who are of age to be able to go.
I also remember a time in a different priest's homily about how he said, if you're not going to confession once a month, you shouldn't be coming to receive communion. And I was like, wow, that's a bold statement. But you know what? I thought that was a really good, kind of benchmark. Like for us, like my goal is to make sure I get to confession at least once a month, and for our kids too. Obviously, the church has laid out its directions that we should go at least once a year.
Once a year. And if we are in mortal sin, we shouldn't receive.
Right.
But I mean, I think this point of saying go once a month, oftentimes we ask, well, how little can I get away with in the spiritual life in order for me to go to confession? Mm-hmm. So how little? Where this priest, I think, was trying to raise the bar. If you love someone, you want to do as much as you can for them. Mm-hmm. And so if we've offended our Lord, who loves us infinitely, then why not just go to him and seek him in the confession, which disposes our hearts to receive him in the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. As soon as we lose our faith and participation in the sacrament of reconciliation, our faith in the Eucharist goes as well.
In many cases, bringing our friends closer to Christ means taking them to receive the sacrament of penance, one of the greatest treasures our Lord has left to his church. Perhaps no way of helping friends is as great as making it easy for them to go to confession.
Janelle, you mentioned earlier how we used to do a lot of ministry. And mm-hmm. so we did a lot of youth events, youth retreats across Western Canada. And in the last 20 years, youth ministry has changed a lot and evolved, particularly in Western Canada. Not as familiar with the East, going back 20 years anyways. There was one particular event that I was asked to speak at a diocesan youth event. And I was a throw-in speaker because the bishop wanted all the kids to go to the sacrament of confession. And they've never did this before. Usually in the evening, they have a dance. So all the kids were there for a dance, and they asked me to come in to prepare them to go to confession. There's about 300, 400 kids there. And so the diocesan youth minister says, well, how many bishop wants these kids to go to confession? How many priests do you think we're going to need? I'll go, oh, you got 400 kids? Man, like, I don't know, 15, 20 at least. And he's like, why? Well, because they're going to go. And he's like, no, you don't understand. They're here for the dance. So when I talk to them and their hearts are prepared, they're going to go. And he's like, no, you don't understand. They're here for the dance. I'm like, they're going to go to confession, and you're not going to have enough if you have three priests. You need 15 to 20. And so we ended to disagree on this point. So I got to the event. There's, again, 350, 400 kids there. And they have three priests in the hallway for confession. And so I'm talking about the love of God, the necessity of an honest confession. That's the thing. A lot of times we just hide behind our fig leaves, these excuses, and just talked about the healing power of Jesus Christ when we just have an honest confession. Anyways, at the end, I said, if you've never had an honest confession before and you'd like to, there's priests in the hallway ready to hear your confession. You can go. And immediately, I would guess at least 80% of those kids stood up immediately and headed to the hall. And I'm like, they have no clue that there's only three priests there. And then through the crowd, I saw the organizer come to me and he had tears in his eyes. And he's like, Ken, I know. We'll bus them to other churches. So here's an example. Friends, one of the greatest gifts that we can do is bring our friends to the sacrament of confession, because here eternity is changed. Forgiveness of sin, healing of our heart, reconciliation to the church. What a gift we have. And so have you had an honest confession recently? How do we prepare for our confession? 2 weeks ago, I did an interview with Father Cristino Bouvet on preparing our hearts to go to confession. We go through the four C's. Knowing these four C's will help us have an honest confession, a good confession. If you don't know what they are, watch the video. It's a must watch. I'll link at the end of this video, also in the description.
Our mission consists fundamentally in bringing our friends face to face with Christ, leaving them at Jesus' side, and disappearing. No one can transform a soul but God, and only He. Doesn't that kind of take the weight off our shoulder? Mm-hmm. That we don't have, it doesn't, it's not up to us, really. It's ultimately up to God. We just have to be the friend to bring them to Him.
And we disappear.
And then we disappear.
That doesn't mean we become absent in their life, though.
No. We still journey along with them in their faith walk.
I think back before COVID, when I did a lot of parish missions, I would speak full time. And part of it was going into a parish in the evening, giving a message, but then disappearing. And what I mean by that is I'd give a talk for about 45 minutes. And then we would have musical Eucharistic adoration where we would dim the lights of the church and people would just be with Jesus. And I always said, this is the most important thing. The talk just prepares the heart for the meeting of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we just got to get out of the way. Jesus is responsible for the conversion of the heart. Evangelization, our part, is just getting rid of the obstacles.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is that we know that Jesus wants a conversion of people. So He's always going to show up if we ask Him to.
Right, right. I think about the paralytic. Father Fernandez talks about this. The four friends who bring their friend on a mat to Jesus, and they can't get to Him because of the crowds. In other words, they have an obstacle. And the friends didn't allow the obstacle to prevent them from getting their friend to Jesus. They work their way through the crowd. They climb on top the roof. And you know the story. They make a hole in the roof, and they lower their friend down before Jesus. And Jesus saw whose faith? The friend's faith, and healed the man. There's no mention about the man who's on the mat about his own personal faith. It was the faith of the friends that brought healing to the man on the mat. Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered that it's your faith that can bring a conversion to your friend by praying for them, by inviting them? Sometimes we get rid of the obstacles in evangelization simply by an invitation. The obstacle for another person is laziness, or a lack of opportunity to encounter Christ. And so an invitation to something, to Mass, to go to confession, is the removal of the obstacle. Is it possible that our faith can bring life to people around us?
Yes, it is possible.
So friends, please comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. Thank you so much for watching. We are blessed that you would journey with us, and we will see you tomorrow.